Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album, one of my favorite albums that I've ever owned. It's a double album. It's beautiful. Run for the Roses is on it. Nexus is on it. Same Old Lang Syne's on it. Leader of the Band's on it. Yeah, all those songs you love about Fogelberg. And he's one of my favorite artists. We still miss him. But we have his music. As long as I have a show, I'll be reminding you about Dan Fogelberg. And check that out. Check that Innocent Age album out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. So, and I don't get any commish for any of this. You know, I just like telling people about good music. And just like I like talking about small business, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I am the one and only. The world is happy about that. There's only one of me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, my award-winning book, The Age of the Customer. Now with two awards, an IPPI award and an Axiom Business Book Award. That's an international book award. I'll, pardon me and thank you for allowing me to take just about a half a second to kind of brag a little bit. I'm real proud of that. Those two awards. When you write a book, it's a lot of work. For a guy, it's like birthing a baby. It's the closest we'll ever come to birthing a baby. And when you get one out and other people recognize it, it's a big deal. And so. I hope you check it out. Go to ageofthecustomer.com. Even if you don't buy the book, there's a lot of stuff there that will help you. I hope you'll check that out. I want the book. The book will help you. I promise you, it will help you. Or just whatever you can read that I say about the book on my website or on that website on the Small Business Advocate website. There's a lot of stuff there about the Age of the Customer. Just read that. You know, if you don't buy the book, it'll help you. I want to talk about a survey that we took last week about social media. We asked you about what was your social media, that component of your marketing strategy. How are you doing? We've done this a few times since we've been doing surveys. But the one we did recently was very interesting because 17% of you said you had a social media plan and it's working. About a sixth of you said we have a social media plan and it's working. Congratulations. A third of you, 33%, said you have a plan, but you don't know whether it's helping you or not. But that's okay. That makes about 50% of you have a plan, have a social media plan. And even though a third of all of our respondents don't know if it's helping them, keep don't give up, don't stop, because it's not gonna go away. This social media thing is not gonna go away. You've made an investment. Now stick with it. It'll pay off in time. Maybe you need a little help. Maybe you just need somebody to help you fine tune it a little bit. Maybe get it, make sure that it's focused the right way. Maybe you just need a little help. One fifth of you said we don't have a social media plan, but we are starting one soon. That's good news. So stick with that idea. Stick with the plan. Get somebody to help you. If you're a traditional small business owner like I have been all these years, social media is not second nature to you. And especially in your business, it's just not second nature. Like some of the things you picked up over the years in a traditional business. Social media is different, but it's not a fad. It might be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away. And increasingly, your future is going. You're going to be doing more and more business off of your social media strategy. So if you got plans to start one, go ahead and get it done. Get some help. Find somebody who knows what they're doing. There's lots of people out there. There's probably people in your community who have become social media experts. There are kids coming out of college who are geniuses at this. So check that out. And they're looking for a place to earn some bones, to earn some money, and to learn some things to put on their resume. They may not be with you. If you hire them, they may not be with you but a year or so. But that's fine. you'll teach them something, and they'll help you. So give that a shot. And unfortunately, though, 29%, almost a third of our respondents said, we don't have a social media plan, and we don't plan to. Well, unfortunately, here's what that group is really saying, that 29% who said we don't have a social media plan and we don't plan to. You're really saying our plan is to fail by becoming so irrelevant to customers and prospects that we eventually become extinct. That's what you're saying. Now, I know that's tough love. I know that might be harsh. You might think it's presumptuous of me to predict that you're going to fail just because you don't have a social media plan, but I will tell you that, notice I didn't say you were going to die, your business is going to die tomorrow, although it might. Extinction doesn't happen all at once. It takes time. But you'll erode a lot of equity. You'll lose a lot. You'll have a long period of unhappiness if you aren't trying to connect with customers the way they want to be connected with. And increasingly, people are learning about products, and they're learning about how other people are using products, and they're believing what they're hearing through social media. And social media is not just Facebook and Twitter. There's a lot of different elements of social media. So folks, as I've said before, social media might be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away. So you need to get plugged in. And thank you to all of you who have participated in our polling. It's right there on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go take the new poll question. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.